commitment as seen in the life of Abraham. In Hebrews chapter 11, which is the famous chapter about faith, it tells us four things about Abraham. And if you want to know what faith is, you look at that and you will be absolutely clear about the meaning of faith. And as we look at these points, I want you to ask yourself, do I have faith? If you don't have these things, you will immediately see why you don't have this living fellowship with God. You'll be able to see why your spiritual life is so weak. You'll be able to see why your spiritual life is so poor. You'll begin to understand the questions, the answer to the questions I asked before. You will begin to see why the Old Testament saints had such wonderful communion with God. Even though the New Testament saints in the churches today very seldom have this kind of fellowship with God. Have you got faith? Look at Abraham's faith. The first thing, in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse
8. 第十一章第八节,
notice the word obeyed. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. That is faith.
阿伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得业嘅地方去嘅时候，仲唔知道去边度。呢个就系信心。
You want to know what is faith? Look at Abraham for an example. That is the example of faith we saw in Romans chapter 4, verse 12.
你想想了解阿伯拉罕嘅信心咧？你睇睇佢嘅时候，睇下罗马书第十二章第四节，我哋又会知道佢嘅信心系喺边度。
And just as the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 39, if you were Abraham's children, you would do what Abraham did.
正如耶稣讲喺八章第三十八节嘅福音里边话，假如你有咁嘅信心嘅时候，你就要学阿伯拉罕嘅样式。
So we can ask, what did Abraham do?
Well,
the Bible gives us the answer. The first thing, when God called him, he left Haran and went out, not knowing where he was going. The place where he lived, where Abraham lived, Haran, was a place of very advanced civilization. Today the archaeologists are digging up this place and they have dug up so much, and we find that the place where Abraham lived was very advanced in science, in the arts, in culture, in every respect, especially also in astronomy. In all these respects, they were very advanced. Abraham was not called out of some backwater, out of the jungle somewhere. He came from a very advanced civilization, one of the earliest civilizations in the world. It was a prosperous civilization. A very advanced civilization. And God called him out and sent him in the direction of Canaan. You know what is Canaan? Canaan was a very backward place. The Lord Jesus, the God was calling him out from the advanced civilization to the backward place. We think of many missionaries. They went out to a place they didn't know what they were going to. That doesn't mean that they hadn't heard about it, they hadn't read about it, but they didn't know what kind of a place this was in their own experience. And the standard of living was so much lower than where Abraham had come from. So the first point is, God called Abraham out of the world that he knew so well, with his culture, with his knowledge, with his science, with his arts. and sent him out of this place.
神就係咁樣將亞伯拉罕從一個咁先進嘅地方，有咁好文化背景同埋咁好嘅藝術背景嘅地方出咗嚟一個荒蕪之地
，so that he may stop loving the world，
以致佢忘記去愛呢個世界
，and learn to walk with God，
學習與神同行。
Unless you turn your back upon the world as the first step。Loving this world, how are you going to walk with God? Your whole mind is occupied with the world.
假如我哋嘅心係轉向呢個世界，我哋嘅眼係睇住呢個世界嘅時候，我哋點能夠與神同行咧？點能夠定睛去睇耶穌咧
？I find that Christians are so occupied with the world, occupied with money, with business, with knowledge, with getting degrees and more degrees.
今日我哋好多基督徒又發覺好愛呢個世界，以致我哋心裏邊所擁有嘅就係財富同埋學位或者名譽地位。
Now there is nothing evil in those things themselves.
當然喺啲地方，喺呢啲一切嘅物件上邊，並唔係犯罪嘅。
What is evil is our heart.
我哋覺發覺呢啲罪污喺我哋內心裏邊。
Because we start worshipping these things, they become our idols.
因為我哋開始崇拜呢啲物質，以致佢成為我哋嘅偶像。
And when you have idols in your heart, you cannot walk with God.
當你心裏邊有偶像嘅時候，你就唔可以與神同行。
So the first thing about faith we can learn in the definition of faith is to turn your back upon the world like Abraham did when God calls you from the gospel and says, come and be my disciple. Follow me. Say, yes, Lord, I'm coming with you. Whatever it means, wherever you're going, I'm going with you.
然后第一样嘢我哋要学习，好似亚伯拉罕一样嘅，就系将我哋嘅背向住呢个世界，以致我哋要唔再睇呢个世界，单单去转向神，信服神嘅圣经里面话语，信服嘅福音，以致我哋接受神嘅差遣。
Jesus has called us. Are you willing to walk with him?
耶稣曾经呼召过你，是否你愿意同我同行呢？
Have you got this kind of faith that turns its back upon the world to walk with Jesus wherever it goes, even to the lowlier places? That's fine with me. Where Jesus goes, I'll go with him.
是否我哋有咁嘅信心，以致我哋背住呢个世界，单单嘅与神同行，与耶稣同行，去耶稣应许我哋嘅地方？
Let us look at the second thing.
第二，我哋再睇
verses 9-10。
第九至到第十节，他因着信就在所应许之地作客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同蒙一个应许的以撒雅各一样，因为他等待那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
Now notice the second thing. As he came to this backward place, you would think, well, with your high standard of living and with your possessions, you can buy the whole place easily. Abraham could afford to buy a lot of this stuff, this land that he could afford to have.
当亚伯拉罕离开呢个咁高文化水准嘅地方，去咗一个咁荒芜、咁穷嘅地方嘅时候，如假如以佢嘅财富嘅背景嚟讲，佢可以买咗个地。
He was a man of learning. He was a man of position. Once he came to this place, he could really throw his weight around.
佢系一个有学识、有地位嘅人。佢嚟到呢个地方，当然系可以其他嘅事。
But notice what Abraham did.
但系我哋发觉亚伯拉罕点做
？He didn't want to buy any of the place.
佢並唔打算去買任何地方。
He didn't want anything in the world.
佢唔需要世界上任何一切嘅嘢。
We find astonishingly that Abraham had no possessions in terms of land, except a small burial ground at the end where he could bury his wife when she died.
好奇怪，我哋發覺喺聖經裏邊講俾我哋聽，亞伯拉罕並冇買任何地，只係一笪地方用嚟埋葬佢嘅妻子嘅。
He wanted God. He didn't want the world.
佢愛神，佢需要神，而唔需要呢個世界。
Notice how the word starts. By faith he lived in the world as though he was a guest. He didn't want to own anything.
又因为凭着信心，佢喺呢个世界上好似客旅一样，就会过去。佢喺神里边却得着应许。
And how do we live? Have you got faith? Having turned your back on the world, having gone to the other place, now you want? Can you live as a guest in this world, looking with your eyes to the things which are eternal?
是否我哋同佢亦都一样？我哋已经。忘记了这个世界，以致我们发觉在这个世界上只是人生的一个旅程，而我们所眼所定睛所看的是永恒的生命。
By faith Abraham looked. Do you see that? It's faith that gives you spiritual eyesight.
原来信心给我们有属灵的眼光。
Have you got that spiritual eyesight?
是否我们有这样的眼光？
When you haven't got faith, you are blind. You can't see where you're going.
假如我们没有信心的时候，我们好似有眼无珠盲一样。
It's amazing how many Christians they cannot see spiritual things.
今日我哋好奇怪，原来咁多基督徒都睇唔到属灵嘅嘢。
They can see material things, they cannot see spiritual things.
佢只能够睇到物质上面嘅嘢，唔睇到属灵嘅嘢。
They can even see intellectual things, but they cannot see spiritual things.
甚至喺智慧里边、理性里边嘅嘢，佢都可以能够睇得到，但系就却睇唔到属灵嘅嘢。
I like to often say to Christians, there are three kinds of eyesight.
喺基督徒里边有三种嘅眼光。
There are physical sight by which you can see people and see things。
有肉身嘅眼光，以致我哋可以睇到人睇到物。
There's intellectual sight by which you understand things. When I ask you, do you see it? I don't mean necessarily, can you see with your eyes? I mean, do you understand what I say?
我亦都有属智慧嘅或者属学识嘅眼光，以致我问大家是否我哋了解嘅时候，我哋嘅了解系透过我哋嘅理智。
And there is spiritual eyesight.
最后一种就系属灵嘅眼光。
The kind of eyesight Paul speaks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, where he says, "With unveiled face we behold the glory of the Lord."
喺哥林多后书第三章里边，保罗曾经讲过呢个眼呢种嘅眼光。靠住神嘅灵嘅时候，我哋可以睇到。
That's a passage you should read. We behold the glory of the Lord. How many of you see the glory of the Lord with the eyes of faith?
是否我哋透过呢个属灵嘅眼光，我哋可以睇到神嘅荣耀咧？有几多人可以睇到？
In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 27, it says exactly the same thing. That Moses endured as seeing God, who is invisible, with his physical eye.
喺希伯来书第九章第二十七节里面都曾经讲过，摩西因为有呢个属灵嘅眼光，所以佢都单单系讨神嘅喜悦，唔怕呢个皇帝。
How can you see what is invisible？
究竟睇唔到嘅嘢，我哋点可以睇到咧
？How can you see God who is invisible？
我哋点能够睇到个不能看见嘅神
咧 ？Spiritual eye，
原来就系透住我呢个属灵嘅眼光。
That's how Moses endured。
呢个就系摩西所经验到嘅。
If you haven't got faith, your eye is blind。
假如我哋冇信心嘅时候，我哋等于系盲一样。
If you cannot see the spiritual reality, of course it has nothing else to look at except the earthly things。
因为假如我哋冇属灵眼光嘅时候，我哋睇唔到喺永恒嘅属灵嘅真理，我哋睇嘅只系物质呢个世界。
But notice again, both these things involve total commitment. By faith, Paul, by faith, Abraham committed himself to God so totally that he left behind his home, his civilization, and went out following God.
原来我哋嘅信心系在乎我哋完全嘅顺服喺神嘅面前，正如亚伯拉罕一样，因为信心嘅缘故，佢离开呢个世界嘅物质，离开呢个文化，去到一个佢自己亦都唔知道去边度嘅地方。
You can see you cannot do anything of like this except you have total commitment.
假如我哋唔系有完全嘅信服同埋信教授，我哋根本冇可能做呢件咁嘅事。
And unless you have total commitment, you can never see with the spiritual eyes the glory of Christ.
假如我哋冇呢个属灵眼睛，亦冇呢个完全嘅顺服嘅时候，我哋根本睇唔到基督嘅荣耀。
And then notice the third thing。
我再睇第三点。
Verses 11 and 12。
第十一节同埋第十二节。所以从一个仿佛已死嘅人就生出子孙，如同天上嘅星那么众多，海边嘅沙那么无数。
And verse 12, please. Yes.
第十一节，因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因为佢以为那应许的，佢就可以相信嘅。
Notice again the third thing by faith, the impossible things start happening.
有冇发觉？因为相信嘅缘故，因为信心嘅缘故，以致冇可能发生嘅事就发生咗啦。
Oh, what God can do through a man with faith or through a woman of faith?
究竟神透过一个信心的男人或者女人做出什么事呢
？By faith, both Sarah and Abraham, husband and wife, oh, wonderful to be united in faith.
你睇下亚伯拉罕同埋佢太太撒拉，两个系喺神嘅信心里边系点样建立佢自己
？Because of their total commitments to God, God was able to do a wonderful thing for them.
因为由于佢两个人嘅完全嘅信服，以致神喺佢哋两个中间做咗一个非常奇妙嘅事。
They had no child, and God gave them a child in their old age.
佢哋冇受仔。当佢哋好年老嘅时候，神依然能够俾佢有受仔。
But God still tested their total commitment.
但系神依然考验佢哋完全嘅信服。
Before He gave fulfilled His promise to them.
当神要俾佢哋应许之前，依然系要考验佢哋。
You say you have faith, you have total faith. Let me tell you, God wants to know whether that is really total faith or not.
今日我哋话自己有呢个完全嘅信心。神要考验我哋。
He's going to test it.
神系要考验。
Everybody knows that God did an amazing thing for Abraham and for Sarah.
大家都知道神喺亚伯拉同佢太太身上系做一件非常奇妙嘅事。
Abraham was an old man.
亚伯拉罕已经系非常年纪大嘅人。
When God made His promise to Abraham,
当神对佢有所应许嘅时候，佢已经非常嘅年老。
He was 86 years old.
佢已经系86岁啦。
When he was to have his son.
佢先至有第一个仔。
And his wife was over 70 at the time.
佢太太亦都超过70岁。
Now you think about this.
当我思想嘅时候。
And God having made His promise to him, made His promise to Abraham. You know how long most people do not know how long Abraham had to wait.
当神俾呢个应许嘅时候，有好多人唔知道亚伯拉罕等咗几耐先至达到呢个应许应验。
God tested his faith.
神就是要考验锻炼他的信心。
Tested his total commitment, whether he would shake, whether he would waver.
神要考验是否他会摇动。
You know how long he had to wait?
你知不知道他等待了多久呢？
3 years, 4 years, 5 years,
三四五年。
14 years more.
14多年。
14 years, maybe by the time you think of that time, you're waiting for the miracle to happen, you waited 1 year, and 3 years, and 5 years, you say, oh, surely God has forgotten me. I'm getting older every day. It gets less and less possible to have a son.
14 years, 不是一个短的时间。假如我们会发觉一年、两年、三年的过去，我们会说神已经忘记了我们了。
So when he was 86, he got the promise. I think when he was 90, he was thinking, hey, Lord, I'm getting older all the time. You know, this is getting less and less possible.
当他达到90岁的时候，他可能会说，哦，神啊，不可能了，因为我已经太老太老了。
And then when he got to 95, and his wife was getting, say, oh, this old chance is gone. God cannot have remembered his promise to me.
当他太太达到95岁的时候，哎，乜都冇忘。
You think when he got to 98, and his wife was over 80 by now, oh, there's no chance now. It's all finished.
当他达到98岁的时候，他太太已经超过80岁，他说，耶，完全嘥气。
God complete was testing his total commitment.
但是神是完全的考验他这个完全的信服。
When Abraham was 100 years old, the child was born.
当亚伯拉罕第100岁的时候，他才有这个第一个仔。
You have total commitment? I see some Christians getting tested with the smallest thing. Oh yeah, they're up and on. 我们现
在这么平安，
I was going on holiday, and you know what happened? The rain came down.
Oh, yeah.
I prayed to God, Lord, give me good weather, and look what happened. I don't believe in God. How can you wait for?
真系咁微小，些少嘅事件搞到我哋成个顺失落嚟咧。
I say to you, and I God tested me in the same way more than once.
十四年唔系一个短嘅时间，我相信神喺我哋身上都有唔少考验。
God tested me personally more than once.
喺我自己身上，神就唔止一次嘅考验我。
I shared with you how God said to me He was going to take me out of China.
我同大家曾分享过，神系点样嘅将我带离中国大陆。
And so when I waited 1 month and I still didn't get my exit permit out of China, I was wondering, wow, Lord, I waited already 1 month.
我等了一个月之后，我就说，已经等了整个月了，还没有这个护照批准。
And after 6 weeks, I said, Lord, 6 weeks already, it's a long time.
跟着我又等了六个礼拜，我说，咦，不短的了。
I'm ashamed of myself.
但是我为自己而羞耻。
I said I have total commitment to Christ.
我说我将自己完全地交托给神。
And after 6 weeks, only 6 weeks, but for me it was such a long time.
但是六个礼拜对我来讲就好像那么久的时间。
Especially long time when your stomach is hungry.
特别是当你肚饿的时候。
Have you ever felt hungry when you have to wait for lunch and it's only half an hour to go? It feels like half a year.
正如当你肚饿的时候，你还有半个头才要吃餐，那你就好像等了半年一样。
I was having a very hard time in China.
当我在中国的时候，有非常之惨的时间。
God was testing me, molding me.
神就是这样去考验我，这样去磨练我。
And I say to my shame, after 6 weeks, I said, Lord, how come I waited so long? 6 weeks already.
当我度过了六个礼拜之后，我就咁同神讲，我话已经六个礼拜过去了，有冇搞错？
Some people have been waiting 6 years.
有啲人等咗六年。
And then there were 7 weeks. Then Lord, 7 weeks.
跟住等咗第七个礼拜。神啊，第七个礼拜嚟啦。
The Lord was kind to me. I was a young Christian. And the 8th week, He let me out, and I was able to leave.
当时我系一个初信嘅基督徒。但是神实在非常对我有仁慈，第八个星期我就出嚟。
8 weeks after he gave me that word, he took me out. Of course, now looking back, you see, 8 weeks so fast, that's incredible.
当然啦，八个礼拜，而家我哋睇翻转头嘅时候，我哋话真系不可思议嘅。
And so the third point we have noticed, the total commitment to him. God wants to examine it. It's important to him whether you are totally committed or not.
今日我哋要睇下神对我哋嘅考验系非常重要，是否我哋将整个交托俾神。
And the last point that we have to close.
最后一点我哋就作结论。
And we have to make it very short.
系非常嘅简短。
Because the fourth point we see God putting Abraham now to the ultimate test of his total commitment.
喺第四点里边，我哋睇到神系一个非常极端嘅考验。
Here we read from Here we read from verses 17 to 19 what happened by faith, how Abraham came through. His faith and total commitment was seen.
17 to 19. 第十七至到第十九节，我哋睇下亚伯拉罕点样胜过呢啲考验而达到呢个应许。亚伯拉罕因着信被试验嘅时候，就将以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生嘅儿子献上。论到这儿子曾有话说。 从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔，他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他儿子来。
Isn't that something amazing?
是否一个非常奇妙的事呢？
Faith is total commitment, brothers and sisters. Remember, total commitment.
弟兄姊妹啊，原来我哋信心系整个交托俾神。
Remember that the faith to which God promised righteousness is this kind of faith.
原来神所应许嘅信心就系呢一种嘅信心。The
faith of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕嘅信心。Notice
what happened.
发觉有啲咩事情发生？
God now takes Abraham. Thanks be to God, He doesn't take us that far right at the beginning.
喺开始嘅时候，神冇将我哋考验好似亚伯拉罕咁考验。But
He wants to say, if you say your faith in me is total, He's going to prove it.
神对亚伯拉罕讲过话，假如你系完全相信我嘅时候，证明出嚟。God
promised Abraham this son, and now he got this son.
神应许亚伯拉罕有个仔，而家佢得咗呢个仔啦。
And then he said to Abraham, when this boy was already a teenager, he said, now you take Abraham and you offer him up as a sacrifice to me on the altar. If God said to you, I want your son, I wonder what you think about it. I'm surprised that so many Christian parents, they call themselves Christians, and when their son wants to serve the Lord, they say no.
佢好奇怪，有好多作為父母嘅基督徒，佢哋當佢哋兒子、佢哋女兒出嚟奉獻、侍奉嘅時候，佢哋話唔好。
I had a person who wanted to be a co-worker with me, a medical doctor who wanted to work with me in preaching the gospel.
我相信可能會有一啲同工係做醫生嘅，去傳揚呢個。
I mean, there was a medical doctor who wanted to work with me.
曾經有一個醫生，佢打算嚟同我做同工。This
was only very recently.
係最近嘅事啊。
And he wanted to leave behind medicine to go out and preach the gospel.
他想放开他自己的医药的工作，而单单去传扬这个福音。
And his mother was supposed to be a very, very strong Christian.
他妈妈是一个非常坚强的基督徒。
At least she was supposed to be.
可能是的。
And when her son said he wanted to go and preach the gospel, oh, she was really almost up on the ceiling.
当他的儿子说, 要出去傳揚呢福音嘅時候，佢跳扎到幾乎上咗亞面。
Oh, she did everything to stop him.
佢用盡任何方法去阻止佢。
Advanced Christian, mature Christian.
呢啲係一啲物質嘅基督徒。
This is the kind of Christian that we find so often in the churches, don't we? Examine yourself. If God tested your faith, what kind of faith have you got?
今日我喺教會裏邊，可能亦都有咁多基督徒係咁樣嘅。 佢真係求神要試驗體察我哋心，是否我哋亦都係一樣。But
what was Abraham's attitude?
但係我發覺亞伯拉罕嘅態度係點咧？
Abraham took his son, took him out to the hills, made the altar, took out the knife.
亞伯拉罕帶佢仔上呢個山，設立咗呢個祭壇，拎把刀出嚟。
That is faith.
呢個就係信心。
You want to know what is faith? That is faith.
大家想知道乜嘢係信心？呢個就係信心。
Abraham thought to himself, all God's promises to me are in my son. My son dies, I have no more promises from God.
可能亞伯拉罕當時會思想，佢話神俾我應許就喺呢個仔身上，而家呢個仔完咗，我一切應許亦都完蛋。
I have no other sons.
亦都冇再第二個。When
he dies, everything is finished for me.
假如呢個仔離開嘅時候，一切都完啦。But
because God said so, it will be done.
但係神佢話一定可以。That
is total obedience.
呢個就係完全嘅信服。
He might have said to himself, this is immoral. God can't ask such a thing from me. It's not fair. It's not fair. He knows I'm an old man. I can't have any more children. I mean, if I were a young man, you can have this son. I can have more sons later on.
假如我還年輕的時候，你可以要這個，我還有成籮出。
But I am old man now. I can't have any more sons.
但現在我已經年紀大了，我不可以再有兒子了。Or
he might say, God, you are contradicting yourself. You just said that all God, your blessings to me would be through the son. And now you are taking the son away. This is contradiction.
他可能會在心裡說，神你是自打嘴巴，自己自相矛盾。 我應許咗呢個仔，而家你娶翻嘅時候，我仲有咩指望
？Contradiction，
呢個就係矛盾。
Funny. I have to do a lot of counseling with people.
當我同一啲人做一啲輔導工作嘅時候
，It's amazing how many people come to me and say, "Isn't there contradiction in God doing things this way?"
好多人都嚟到我哋面，嚟到我面前，佢話神真係自相矛盾。
Have you seen why God does this thing like this, and then He seems to be doing something opposite again?
點解神要做呢樣嘢，忽然間又做相反嘅嘢
？Well, you have never come across Abraham's problem yet.
其實大家仲未達到亞伯拉罕當時嘅情景。
He gives you a son, and then He tells you to offer him up on the altar.
但佢俾我仔，而家又要攞翻喎。
But Abraham's faith, he remained loyal to God. God, you said it, I will do it.
但亞伯拉罕嘅信心就喺呢度。佢話：神啊，假如你賜俾我一切，你話要翻嘅時候。
He takes out his knife.
佢就拎呢把刀出嚟。
I don't think the pain in his heart. I dare not think about it.
我唔知道佢內心裏邊嘅痛苦係幾大。
But his obedience, his devotion to God is total.
但係佢嘅信服，佢對神嘅信心係完全嘅。
And because of that, God's blessing upon him was just poured out upon him.
當時神因為呢件事對佢嘅祝福就傾盆而下。
Of course, you know God stopped him at the last moment.
當然。神喺最後危急嘅時間阻止佢。
He said, "Abraham, stop. Now I know your heart towards me."
亞伯拉罕，你可以停止啦。而家我已經知道你嘅心裏邊。
You can read this whole wonderful account in Genesis chapter 22.
假如我喺創世記第二十二章裏邊睇到呢件事實嘅時候，
It is one of the most moving passages in the Bible.
喺整個聖經裏邊，其中一篇好動人嘅事件。
If God had said to Abraham, "I want your life," Abraham would have been so easy to say, "My life, you can have it, but not my son's life."
假如神佢話我要你嘅命嘅時候，亞伯拉罕好容易話你攞我命，攞我老命冇緊要，我仔又冇啦。
But God didn't want his life; he wanted to take his most precious thing.
但係神唔係要佢嘅生命，係要佢生命裏面最寶貴一樣嘢。
And yet many times when people hear the challenge, the call of Christ, "Oh, this is too precious to offer to God. That's too precious. What do they want to offer to God? The leftovers."
當好多人今日當耶穌基督向你呼召，要你獻出你最寶貴嘅嘢嘅時候，你覺得哇呢啲太寶貴啦，我點可以俾佢
？When they ask to come to the meeting, oh, I'm too busy.
當要嚟聚會嘅時候，我太過忙碌啦。
If God were too busy for you, then you're really in trouble.
假如神亦都咁忙碌嘅時候，你就唔妥。
They have only the spare time is for God.
我哋只能夠將我哋得閒嘅時間先攞出嚟俾神。
So many students exam time they never turn up in church.
好多考試嘅時候就唔再嚟教會啦。
In holiday time, that's also not spare time. That's time for myself.
當放假嘅時候，呢個係我自己嘅時間，更加唔需要去教會。
The only time is when they are so bored and they are too tired to study. That time they can go to church.
當佢哋嚟教會嘅時候，咩時候呢？就當佢哋好沉悶嘅時候，冇嘢好做嘅時候，好啦，去教會。
The spare time Christians.
呢啲就係得閒要坐下嘅基督徒。
Their God is a spare time God.
佢哋嘅神就係一個得閒嘅，得閒嚟坐下嘅神。
But that is not the God of the Bible.
但呢個唔係聖經裏邊嘅神。
We want to have faith and know these things.
神是要你们有信心，亦都要了解这些。
I hope that everyone today understands that faith that saves in the Bible is a faith like Abraham's.
希望大家都能够了解，我们所学习圣经里面的信心就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
And the faith of Abraham is the faith of total commitment.
原来亚伯拉罕的信心就是整个信服在神的手里面。
Have you got that kind of faith?
我们有没有这样的信心？
Remember the importance of what we are talking about.
希望大家都能够了解今天晚上我所讲最重要的几点。
Your salvation depends on it.
整个救恩就在这里了。
Eternal life depends on it.
整个永远的生命也在这里。
God does not offer things cheaply to you.
神并不是给一些次等的东西。
He gives you his best.
他给你最好的。
He gives you his own son.
他将他自己的仔给你。
But we have to give all in our return too.
当然我们在我们自己本分上应该整个交俾神。
God gives to us everything，
神俾佢一切嘅俾我哋。
But we have to give Him everything，
我哋都要俾我哋一切俾佢。
If you don't give Him everything， then don't expect anything from Him。
假如我哋唔愿意将我哋整个交俾佢嘅时候，我哋唔好指意佢会俾乜嘢我哋。
That is the secret of the Christian life。
呢个就系基督徒嘅生命里边嘅秘密。
The secret of total commitment
系整个信服交托嘅奥秘。
If you go home and you kneel down tonight and say, "Lord, I commit my life totally to You as Abraham did."
今天晚上，假如我哋翻到我哋自己房里边跪低嘅时候，话同神讲：主啊，我愿意将我整个嘅交俾你。
Something wonderful is going to happen，
就会好奇妙嘅事情发生。
You're going to find you're going to have wonderful fellowship with God that you never knew was possible before。
你就会发觉喺以前未曾尝试过呢个咁甜蜜咁甜蜜嘅紧密嘅灵交。
The emptiness in your life will disappear。
喺你里边嗰种空虚就突然间嘅 消失。
And you're going to have His peace and His power in your life.
你就會發覺有神裏邊嘅平安同埋嘅力量。
Let us be quiet before God and pray.
讓我哋再一次安靜喺神嘅面前禱告。